you've got any beer left over after your 4th of July barbecue and picnic, we've got a delicious recipe for you. Beer-braised turkey thighs. NPR's Noah Adams tracked down the recipe in Dayton, Ohio.
We drive out to a house on a country road to meet a woman who's the chef and the owner of two of Dayton's top restaurants. They're called the Meadowlark and Wheat Penny. She is also the everyday cook for her partner and her father and a couple of dogs. That is Josie, the red tick coonhound. Dogs are easy. It's people food that needs real attention. This chef tries to take 2 days off each week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, and that's her special time for the kitchen at home.
My name is Elizabeth Wiley, and today we're going to cook a beer-braised turkey thigh.
Braising, I learn, is just cooking with a lot of liquid, a lot of flavor, a lot of oven time.
Depending on the size, between 2 and 3 hours. And boy, when they're done, the meat just pulls away from the bone just so beautifully.
This is a Chef Wiley favorite that you won't find on her restaurant menus. She loves it for home, the long simmering meat and the enticing aromas. The recipe includes a bright, spicy sauce called chile tomate.
It's a sauce from the Yucatan, and it's nothing but roasted tomatoes, a little olive oil, a little onion that you saute to golden. Now, as soon as that softens, I'll put the tomato in, and then I'll put this habanero chili in. It's orange, and it's fruity, and it's super hot.
She shakes the onions over the flames using a large nonstick skillet. Her restaurant kitchens gleam mostly with stainless steel. At home, it's plenty of nonstick.
I know that's kind of not cool, but it works for us, so.
You had that look on your face like, life's too short.
Life's too short not to use nonstick pans. Yeah, I agree.
Time now to talk about the turkey. It's been salted. It comes right out of the refrigerator into a pan deep enough for the chicken stock and beer. Today, that's Stella Artois. Almost any spice for fun, including cinnamon. Two turkey thighs, that's about 3 pounds, will make a meal for 4 people.
You get individually wrapped turkey thighs. Sometimes they're frozen because they don't sell super well. Freezing is a fine art these days. People shouldn't be afraid of the frozen.
Chef Wiley calls turkey thighs overlooked, underappreciated. She buys hers at a supermarket. There's a big free-range producer in this part of Ohio. She's also making a vegetable hash to cozy up to the turkey on the plate. Shiitake mushrooms, spinach leaves, and Yukon gold potatoes boiled, then cooled a bit.
And then I just take them and I just squish them between my fingers and kind of crumble them up.
In the quiet mid-afternoon kitchen, it's time for the braising pan to be lifted from the oven, carried to the prep island. It's time for the chef's tasting spoon.
I think it's good. It's really good. And you saw what I threw in there. 6 garlic cloves, 1/2 cinnamon stick, 3 cloves, a plum tomato cut into quarters, and a 1/2 bunch of cilantro. That's what did that, with beer and stock. Here, try one of these mushrooms.
The turkey thighs will rest for a time, and then Chef Wiley takes out the bones and divides the meat into 4 servings. And I'm wondering, what's it cost to serve this meal at home? Total for 4 people?
I'd say maybe $16. You could afford a nice bottle of wine then after that.
Elizabeth Wiley, cooking beer-braised turkey thighs for us at her home near Dayton, Ohio. Noah Adams, NPR News.
This is NPR News.